I remember the first time a market vendor told me about sprinkling anthill dirt on her stall. She wasn't joking. She genuinely believed it would bring customers. That conversation opened my eyes to a whole world of folk magic for traders, traditions that have been passed down for generations, especially in rural markets where competition is thick as flies. In many cultures, sales aren't just about product quality or price. There's a belief that unseen forces can tip the scales. Russian folklore, for instance, is rich with spells and rituals designed to move stagnant inventory, attract buyers, and protect against jealous rivals. Let's look at a few that have survived into modern times. Spells for stale goods and slow sales. One of the most curious traditions involves ants. According to folk practice, if you have merchandise that just won't sell, you can go to an anthill in the forest, take a small handful of earth from it, and bring it to your place of trade. Sprinkle this soil over the goods while saying, "As many ants as in that house, so many buyers send me, O God. Amen." The idea is that the ants' industriousness and numbers will transfer to your customer flow. I find this ritual particularly interesting because it's so tactile. You're not just saying words. You're physically bringing something from nature into your commercial space. Some practitioners believe the energy of the ant colony, with its constant activity and cooperation, can influence the atmosphere of a stall or shop. Another approach for slow-moving items is to avoid discounts and sales altogether. Instead, the tradition suggests using a simple water charm. Take a glass of clean spring water, preferably before noon, and whisper over it three times, "Water, water, give me to drink, give me to wash. So give me, water, a few drops of luck, a few drops of fortune, and a huge sea of happiness. I lock the key, I wash it with water, let everything come true by my word. Amen." Then sprinkle the water around your goods. The charm is meant to refresh the energy of the items and attract buyers. Protecting against envious competitors. Healthy competition is one thing, but folklore warns that envy can lead to magical sabotage. In market settings, where stalls are packed close together, it's easy for a neighbor to feel resentment if your business is thriving. To guard against this, some traditions recommend creating a personal amulet. You'll need three new items: a handkerchief, a comb, and a pin, none of which have been used before. Hold them in your hands and recite a long protective prayer that calls on a host of saints: Ivan the Much Suffering, Ivan the Theologian, Ivan the Faster, Ivan the Baptist, Ivan the Headless, Archangel Michael, Nicholas the Wonderworker, Archangel Gabriel, and the martyrs Vera, Nadezhda, Lyubov, and their mother Sophia. The prayer asks these holy figures to shield you from unclean forces. Afterward, you carry the amulet with you at all times, never showing it to anyone or speaking of it. I've always been struck by the list of saints in this charm. It includes Ivan the Headless, a rather obscure figure, which suggests the spell is very old, possibly from a time when local saints were venerated. The amulet is essentially a portable piece of sacred protection, carried close to the body. Rituals for profit and good fortune. For attracting profit, one folk method is quite earthy. Collect dirt from a place where livestock or animals have been, a barnyard or pasture. At noon, during a church service, throw this dirt onto hot coals from a stove or fire. Then carry the coals outside your threshold and quickly return indoors, saying three times, "As these animals walked and ran much, so may my profit be countless, my work never ending." The connection between animal fertility and abundance is clear. Animals that roam and multiply symbolize wealth and productivity. Finally, there's a simple charm for daily luck. Before you start selling, wipe your face with a handkerchief and say, "Stars cannot be counted, the plowed field cannot be broken by. Hand, my word cannot be taken from me. I am a merchant, with me is my crown. As bees fly to honey, so all look at my goods. They want to take them." Amen. Keep that handkerchief with you all day. The bee metaphor is lovely. Bees are drawn irresistibly to honey, just as customers should be drawn to your wares. These traditions are not about replacing good business sense. They're about adding a layer of psychological comfort and focus. When you perform a ritual, you're telling yourself and the universe that you intend to succeed. Whether or not the ants actually bring buyers, the ritual can shift your own mindset, and that, in itself, might be the real magic.